Snap out of it. I know you're not beyond saving, but you have to stay with me. Control those urges. I know it's not easy. Hell, I might not even understand completely what you're going through, but I don't want to watch you fail. Here. It might just be blood, but I trust you. It's nothing. I told you, didn't I? I'm not just gonna abandon you. It's not in my blood to do so. And more importantly, you can probably taste it in my blood. They say demons can taste someone's intentions. The reason why blood, why flesh entices them, is because they get lost in it. You're better than this. You can beat your urges. Just do your best, okay? Hold my hand. We've been through this much already. How many years has it been? Look at me. I'm just telling you, I'm not gonna let you go. I'm not gonna let anything happen to you. And I know it feels hopeless right now. I know it feels empty. It probably feels like you can't do anything, right? Don't worry. I know that feeling. That hopelessness. It got to me too. And while you've done a great job, everyone has their limits. Just don't give in to those things that'll make you guilty. I told you, didn't I? I'm fine. Just, I'm sad. I see those tears in your eyes. I can see it. All that pain. You regret it immediately. It's just blood. What do I need it for? Don't you dare ever underestimate me. I don't want to hear excuses. I'm serious. When I offer something, when I trust you, you just have to. Never mind. On one hand, I'm proud of you. You've been good. Even as something. Enemies. What we should be. Crossing blades and claws. And yet. I said I'm fine. I promised. So of course I would live up to that. But listen. Listen close. When I said I cared about you, it wasn't so flimsy that you could break it. You mean something to me. And I'm willing to risk my life, my well-being, and what I've got left. I want to reach the revenge that I seeked, but not if it sacrifices innocence in the meantime. Surely even you know that. How much this has meant to me. You might have been frustrating. Hell, at times, I thought I'd have to kill you. And I still might. But that glimmer in your eyes, you can't fake that. You can never fake that. There's real feelings behind it. And feelings I feel for you too. I've broken one of the biggest rules of my order, and that is falling for the enemy. But screw this war. It's terrible. just watching people die and suffer. I'm sick of it. I've thought about it, you know. Not of crossing sides, but of giving up. I've thought about how many times we face things, tragedies, one after the next. And I realized somewhere along the lines, I couldn't be that. Just another tragedy. My loved ones I've had to say goodbye to. I didn't want another loved one to go away. Especially not after what we've been through. It may not seem like much, and I expect that there's a perspective difference between us. But you are to me hope and humanity and demons, some sort of coexistence. You're my hope that this war has an end that doesn't end one side or the other. I know how it sounds. I know it's probably wishful thinking. But I don't care. Maybe I've changed lately. Maybe it's been too much. But I won't apologize for striving for something better. You have no idea how much I want to tell you right now. Leave the rest to me. That all the tragedies, I'll just shoulder them. But in truth, as strong as I am, I'm still weak. You are my weakness, as much as you're my faith, my hope. Isn't it sad? I'm not what I used to be. Why did you? And those tears. What's the big idea? Don't look at me that way. You can't. If you look at me like that, then I'll feel again. Then I won't be able to push back. And I'll just... I know. I get it, okay? I'm sorry. Just... I don't want you to end up like them. And I know even former friends, people I've trusted my life to, don't exactly have my back. That alone, it makes me sad. But more so, it makes me calculate. It makes me push my heart away, my feelings. Because protecting you, for whatever stupid reason it is, has become something so important to me. Shh, you've said enough. I get it, all right? I understand. I just need a moment. You know, for what's supposed to be a cold-blooded killer, you kind of suck as a demon. You know that? To think when this all began, I just barely hesitated. And now I think too much. They say, it's the ones that think so much, that feel so much, that wind up dead. That's why I've been trying to hide away. That's why when I look at you, I have to be so careful. Because the moment I hesitate is the moment I might leave. The moment might leave you all alone. Humans are weak. I know you know that. But we're all so strong. And I have to be strong. Just like you do. You've been fighting against your own temptations this whole time. It's honestly incredible. It's just for all of that, for everything. I just think it's not fair that you have to hide away, live in this pathetic excuse. I want better for you. If I'm going to dare to say that I care about you, then I need to provide better than this. I need to do more. Shut up, you little idiot. What do you know? You, no matter how much you hug me, it's not gonna stop. I can't stop caring. I can't just leave you. Like you said, no matter if you asked me that a million or even more times, I couldn't do it. I could never. Because you might be the first time I felt so alive since losing them. Living for more than revenge. I know. Shh, I know. I get it, okay? I get it. Just... said enough. You said all you need to. I feel it, you know. As much as I might seem like I'm heartless, like I wanted to end every single demon out there, I learned, okay? I admit I was wrong. I didn't see how things weren't black and white. I didn't realize all along what you and what they go through. I'm glad you showed me that I'm also desperate. I never want to admit to needing help. Never. But sometimes even I need you. And that's not coming from Demon Slayer. Not even coming from human or not. Not even for anything as simple as love. I need you for such a selfish reason. And yet you give me so much love. You've never looked at me with eyes filled with anything but love and sorrow. And I'm sick of seeing the sorrow. It's my fault. I know. Shh. Don't cry. It's okay. I know that nothing is fixed yet. There's so much left to do. I know. Yeah. You don't have to worry. I won't let you go. And I definitely won't be giving up. Just struggle as Emily. I'm used to that. So used to that. And now, with you, even if we only get to meet far too few times and far between, I'll find a way that we can meet for longer. My treasure. It sounds stupid, doesn't it? No. You could be honest if you're... I thought you might say something like that. You know, it's stupid. But when I was a kid, it was a happy time. I found this rock that I thought was magical or some kind of rare, one-of-a-kind thing. That's why I call you treasure. Because that feeling that I hung on to all this time, I could finally face it. I could finally feel that way I did, that I swore I never would again until I got my revenge. But where does revenge leave us? Is that what my dead loved ones would want? My lost friends? Yeah, sure. Maybe some of them. Maybe sometimes it's even the right thing to do. But in the end, it's short-sighted. It doesn't lead to anything good. And just starts a circle. Eye for an eye. Till no one has any anymore. A cut for a cut. A life for a life. And then, what happens when there's no more lives to give or take? It's just emptiness. Silence might be what scares me the most. No. Darling, you don't have to take all that responsibility. You can fight by my side, but it's difficult. Until we're able to change things, I don't want to lose you. Please, promise me, if we do things together, if for some reason fate has it that someone goes after us, promise me you run away. If I can save you, I will. No. Don't say that. Don't tell me that. Being brave is one thing, but can't I even do that much for you? I guess there is no purpose if we lose each other, huh? Sounds so stupid now, thinking about it. What's the point of dying for you? Even if I save your life, if you'll end up just wanting revenge, or sadness, or to meet me on the other side. I realized that's just it. It's all so empty without you. And I feel so cheap saying that. Because there's so many people right at my side who would think I betrayed them. Betrayed their expectations. Betrayed them and sided with demons. When it's not us or them. Anyone, demon or human, demon slayer or otherwise, all of us are capable of the same atrocities, the same terrible things. And yet here we are, standing together, proof that it doesn't need to be all black and white. It doesn't need to be like this. It never should have in the first place. Honey. Thank you. Thank you for snapping me out of it. There's no way I'm gonna let this despair win. Okay? That goes double for you. I've sworn to protect you, but sometimes that's not enough. I swear to cherish you, but even that's not enough. No. My treasure, won't you let me make a life with you? A life, regardless of the many difficulties we'll face. I'm prepared to fight them all. What have I become this strong for? If I'm too weak to protect the one person who matters to me, my friends are... No, I didn't mean it that way. You know I care about them too. Don't say that. They might matter, but they're not you. I'm not neglecting. Please, I understand. I get it. Maybe I've been too stubborn. One-track mind always suited me. But now, it's just, when I think of them taking you away, doesn't matter what prior friendships, if they were to betray the one person I've given my heart to completely, the one person that made me love after I swore to never love again. I would end them. I'm not even trying to be some kind of villain or hero. I couldn't take it. Shh, I know. I'm not gonna be fighting them. You don't have to worry. I swear to you. Okay. I promise. What I won't promise, what I'll never promise, is that I won't fight to my last breath beside you. Whether we struggle and fail, whether everything we've been trying to do is all in vain or not, I'd gladly play out this storybook tragedy, become just another fairy tale told of the human who loved a demon so much, and a demon who loved him back. That meant everything. Everything. A love that would make most quiver in fear and sadness, because they'd be so jealous. That's the kind of tragedy, if we're meant to do that, that I want. No, of course not. I don't want it to be a tragedy at all. In fact, I'd very much like to never be that story and live a boring life with you. It seems so far away right now. But maybe after the egotistical, dangerous people are all dealt with, maybe after everything is solved, then we'll be able to be free. Like a bird spreading their wings for the first time. I want to feel that free, happy feeling. with your hand in mine like this. Your hands might be cold, but your heart is so warm. I couldn't even tell. I know it's almost impossible. But it's not. Nothing is. And that's why. Try. Fail. Succeed. I don't care what happens next. I only care that I get to experience it to the bitter end with you. I'm happy. Idiot. I wouldn't be better off without you. And don't you dare say that. I won't allow it. I'll shut you up before you can. More than I could have ever expected, ever dreamed of having. And what's a little blood to someone who's so special? I see the red flags. You don't have to tell me. I see how this could go horrible. But I don't care. I still want you. Even if someday you lose yourself. Someday we end. Then I'll live it 100% until then. Shh. I know you wouldn't. I know how much you care. And I know how much I care too. Don't be an idiot. Listen to me. You're the only one that gets to see this weakness. You're the only one that deserves all of me. Every last detail. Every touch and feel. Can you feel my heart? It's beating fast for you. Here. It's racing. All because of you. So have some faith that we can get past this. Just like anything else. We're not hopeless, even if that hope is small. We're not dead yet. And as long as this heart beats, it beats for you. And I know, with last time, with how close we came to losing everything, I refuse to see you frown that much. I want to see you smile. And I never, ever want to see you cry. I'll fight those tears. You hear me? I'll fight every last one of them. And I'll kiss them away. As tenderly and as gentle as you deserve. Love isn't something anyone can mandate or prepare for. And that's why I'll never apologize for falling in love with you. For spending my life the way I have, desperately trying to make you happy. Desperately trying to make your heart race as mine does. Shielding you from the sun and protecting you from those who see you as nothing more than a wild beast. You're my treasure. And I won't let anyone or anything take you away from me.
never stop loving you. And I'll never go away. Okay? I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Spoil me. And I don't spoil you enough. Shh. I don't want to hear it. Not after all those times. You saved me. Maybe it seems like the other way around. Maybe it seems like none of this will ever work out. But I don't care. I'll kiss those doubts away. I'll steal them from you. It'll make your heart race. It'll make everything right. I love you. And everything. Everything about this, seeing you, feeling you, hearing you, it makes me feel so happy. Treasure. You're not a demon for nothing. Rocking back and forth. Never stop. Never stop. Despite everything, despite all those criticisms you have of yourself, I wouldn't change anything. Not a single thing that's wrong with you. You're perfect, darling. But I feel frustrated. That's not enough. That I could do even more. So why not? Why stop there? Won't you allow me to be more selfish? Just a little bit more. Yeah. Your body might be cold, but it warms me. It makes me hot. Can you feel my raw skin against yours? You felt my heartbeat earlier, but I bet you can feel it through another place right now, can't you? Rubbing right up against you. I love you, my treasure, my woman. There's something so carnal about it all, like we're beasts, so madly in love on an instinctual level. And yet, it's like predator and prey. Like you could eat me up in a single moment. Like your mouth, but also your pussy. Just has some craving. Beyond a craving to devour me. You just never stop making me feel. But it's unfair. It's unfair because I feel like I'm not doing enough for you. Your nipples are weak. I hear everyone has a weak point. Even demons. Even my girl. My treasure. Do my fingers feel good? Slipping in and out of your pussy. Your hand feels amazing. Stroking my cock right now. I can't get enough. You drive me so insane. And yet then, the romance, it never ceases, you know. I look at you, and I see how much love is in your eyes. And I feel so loved, so adored. Can you see it into my soul? And they say the eyes are the window. Would you look at mine? I love when our eyes meet. When our lips meet. And even when our bodies meet. It's all so good. Oh yes. Frustrates me how natural it is to you, because I know I'm not a natural like that, but still I want to be, still I want to love you that way and make you feel loved and cared for in ways that feel like a dream. It's okay. You can use me up and down. The more you seem to slide up down my shaft. The more my mind goes blank, and it's just filled with you.
Romance, could there be enough me than coming together?
and kissing in the messy aftermath. Never letting the tears fill more than the kisses do. I love you, my treasure. I will, until the afterlife takes us. And even after, no matter how many lives we live, I'll find you, and I'll love you every time. No matter what, it doesn't matter how we are now, because I know we'll be going strong no matter what. You and I, we're kindred spirits, bound souls, fated lovers. That's how I know you're my treasure. That look right there, that makes me want to kiss you so bad. That's all the proof I'll ever need. All the proof I don't ever, ever need. To know I love you with everything I am as a man. With everything I am. Even further than that. I love you. 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 I love you so much. And I won't let you forget it for a second. That's you. The one that's responsible for all this. So, don't be surprised if we live a long, boring life together. Don't be too disappointed, okay?